Angry Boy GFB. Big up Demi, producer for the beat. Big up Steg G. Hip hop ain't dead. We must live, that's what they told her. Prepare your things as she broke down on his shoulder. Maybe with the chemo you can last a little longer, said the NHS medical doctor. There's nothing we can do, there's not a cure that can help ya. I wish there was, I'm sorry, that's all I can tell ya. Eyes streaming, look upon him, head is in a mess. The pictures show the cancer spread into her chest. She knew the news was coming, but never dreamt of this. She had a loving husband, she had two doting kids. Yeah, thinking of them more than she was thinking about herself. Thinking how they coped, she wasn't thinking about her health. She had to do something, she refused to just lie down. She pleaded with charities as it worked through the town. Searching for help, yeah, she was pleading to the world. But nothing quick was coming, she grew weak as time unfurled. One day she got a message, but it ain't that she was given. She was a skeptic, but it was her only option. She had no choice, cause it was just a take of therapy. 3 months of chemo, it left her with no energy. So cut the picture, and let me take you back to where the story could have been avoided with some facts. They all the way back into the 1960s, when everyone who smoked some green McClatchy is hippies. Yeah, President Nixon was in charge of the states. He made some changes to the laws and still the standard. They used anti-drug policies based in bias from his own past. Decided he would let the people feed his wrath. So stepping forward in 1971 to where the so-called war on the drugs begun. Cause he hired in a man and his name was Raymond Schaefer. And he told him that it was to do a paper to report on all the effects of marijuana and other drugs and how them drugs could harm ya. But Schaefer commission was running incomplete. President Nixon was then left in disbelief. Cause the paper proved that marijuana wasn't a problem. But Nixon wasn't happy, he got Schaefer up in front of him. He told him change the paper, but Schaefer wouldn't do it. So Nixon hired in some other doctors to disprove it. Knowing full well that Schaefer's findings were right, his own hatred for the drug had only blinded his sight. Cause even though that Schaefer showed it could have been a benefit, he didn't give a fuck. Cause that was in the end of it, the Schaefer dossier was then stored away as classified. Even though that President Nixon's men had lied. So all over America and then followed by Britain, marijuana was illegal and banned from even testing. Cause up until this day, marijuana and its false myths have been a topic and the center of attention. Marijuana's been tried by a third of Americans, so a user is arrested every 38 seconds. Back in the UK, just a few years have passed, and it was heightened from a C to a B class. I ain't bigging up the weed, cause I don't smoke it. I'm giving you the facts so your mind can be open. Cause the fact is, not all because of this. And the point is fucking bullshitting and fabricating myths. You couldn't test, open me, let go. For grasping the facts, they can't pause, and the government just won't let go. So we crap and we wet so much. But now it's time to see the picture. So many lies now that still could have been with you. Cause now in the States, you'll find there's legal marijuana stores used for treating illnesses, but cancer stood ignored. Cause cancer is an illness, illness is a business. The government is making fucking millions from this sickness, and them charities and the companies who claim they wanna stop it, when actual fact, all they have to do is crop it. But they don't know, and I swear it's so simple. Cause they can't patent something that is grown in the ground all around. You could grow it on your own. So how they gonna tax you on a plant that's in your home? Cause it's a proven fact, the oils cure the cancer. 50 years later after Nixon, now the answer. So let me take you back to the story how it unfolds, about this mother and the tragic news that she was told. She had no choice cause it would die of getting touched with him. You may have heard of him, his name is Mr. Simpson. He cured his cancer through his own, through his medication. Home gone, bald hand balls he was making, restricted to the same laws. Yeah, he was told that he'd be dead from the cancer in 3 months flat. But look at him now, yeah, you can go and check him up. He saved himself and saved others with his drug. With a young mother messaged him, he was a busy guy, but still it only took him 1 week to reply. Cause he took this woman's symptoms, he told her what to do. He sent her out the yo-yos and I gotta help her through. She didn't take it though, cause 1 month down the line, she started with the chemo and she started to decline. You see, this loving mother was so straightened by the book. She wondered if she died after oils, how it looked. Reflecting on her children, cannabis is still illegal. She didn't want her memory tarnished by the people. This ain't no fairy tale where the cancer disappeared at night. She slept in her bed, no, this is real life. So days passed and weeks passed, so sorrow that I say. Sadly, one month later, your mother passed away. So ask yourself this question, who really is to blame? 50 years outdated laws, would it be the same if Nixon and his men, the charities and greed, the companies who try to pay the products in the weed, were just a backed off and let the people make their own choice? Let the people rise now, stand up, be heard as one voice. This cancer can be cured if we choose to fight together. The body units and the politicians raining terror on the poor and the weak and the people most in need. Say fuck the system. On the poor and the weak and the people most in need. Say fuck the system. For the poor and the weak and the people most in need, say fuck this system, let's free the weed.